Seven more clubs joined Barcelona in the knockout stages this evening. In Rome, Real Madrid emphatically secured top spot in Group G.
Bale clips it in. Benzema rises, heads it, and it's put away by Lucas Vazquez to make it Roma 0, Real Madrid 2.
So the Holters win, but Roma also progress as runners-up. In Group F, Manchester City qualified for the next stage after a battling draw in Lyon.
Headed into the back of the net, and City are level in next to no time. Sergio Aguero takes their claim. Lyon not in front for long. It's Lyon 2, Manchester City 2.
And earlier in the day in Athens, Ajax beat AEK to progress from Group E.
And Dusan Tadic makes it 2-0, and that does wrap it up. It's 2 for the Serbian now. Tadic has both goals. AEK Athens 0, Ajax 2.
Elsewhere, Bayern, Juventus and Manchester United also guaranteed their place in the round of 16 with match day 5 victories. We'll bring you analysis and reaction, and we'll hear from Jose Mourinho and Matthias De Ligt. So stay with us right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Rob Daly, and alongside me to run through everything is European football expert Archie Rintat. Archie, what a brilliant night. This has been one of the best this season.
Fantastic evening, and so many enduring images as well. For me, I'd like to pick out three coaches that we saw this evening. We saw Julian Nagelsmann fall to his knees as his Hoffenheim side couldn't take their chances late on and got knocked out of the Champions League. But then you also had Eusebio Di Francesco throwing his water bottle to the ground in anguish as Cengiz Under missed that glorious chance before halftime for Roma. But finally, we have to end on the creme de la creme of what's being done with water bottles this evening, and that is Jose Mourinho, who calls up 12 of them in anguish and lays them down on the floor after Manchester United score that late winner. Entertaining things to be seen on the sidelines.
Let's run through all the scorelines then. Group E, AEK 0, Ajax 2, Bayern 5, Benfica 1. Group F, Lyon 2, Manchester City 2, Hoffenheim 2, Shakhtar 3. Group G, CSKA Moscow 1, Victoria Pilsenia 2, Roma 0, Real Madrid 2. And in Group H, Juve 1, Valencia 0, Manchester United 1, Young Boys 0. A reminder to join us on Wednesday on Match Day Live as well. We have full commentary of Paris Saint-Germain against Liverpool, updates from Atletico, Monaco, Spurs, Inter, all of the games. And don't forget to download the next episode of this podcast for all the analysis and reaction on Wednesday. But we'll start with a match from the Italian capital, where both Roma and the Holters, Real Madrid, were hoping to confirm their places in the round of 16. Mike Sewell describes the action.
Crossed in by Cristante, it's gone all the way through, there are two Roma players waiting, Zaniolo waits, in it goes, it's missed the first time, blocked the second brilliantly, and the eventual shot from the edge of the area is also pushed away, and Kolarov drives one in! Wow, that was a fizzer from the Serbian, went wide of goal, and once, twice, three, maybe even four times, Roma could have scored. Carvalho's given it straight to Roma, and they have a chance, and it's been missed! Inexplicably by Cengiz Under, and around 65,000 fans inside the Stadio Olimpico have their heads in their hands. Bale with a shot, Real Madrid score 1 minute into the second half. A huge error at the back by Roma, and they have been punished. Gareth Bale gifted the opportunity, and he took it. What a dreadful start to the second half by Roma. Bale clips it in. Benzema rises, heads it, and it's put away by Lucas Vazquez in an onside position. And Real Madrid are really punishing Roma now. A second goal near the start of this second half. And Lucas Vazquez with the finish to make it Roma 0, Real Madrid 2.
That's how it finished, and the defending champions are through as group winners as a result. Roma joined them because of the result earlier on in the day. CSKA Moscow 1, Victoria Pilsenia 2. So Mike's alongside Archie and myself now. Mike, would it be fair to say not convincing Real Madrid first half, but they got the job done in the second?
Not at all convincing in the first half. In fact, Roma were the better team in the first half, and as you heard there, had the better chances. The one that stands out is obviously the opportunity for Cengiz Under. It was actually a mistake by Carvajal in that corner area. Gave it to Zaniolo, and Well, not many players are going to get opportunities like that in any competition this season. It was a really gilt-edged chance to give them the lead, and he skied the ball over the crossbar. And really, at the moment, you can see him and Federico Fazio, who made the mistake with the back pass header at the start of the second, which led to the Bale goal, sitting in the dressing room now, consoling each other, because those two moments were the pivotal moments.
Yeah, I think you've also got to look at game management here from Eusebio Di Francesco, because I remember that game against Liverpool in the semi-finals last season, and how Liverpool had that spell where they were all over them like a rash in the second half and were just able to accelerate the scoreline by several goals. And when you are playing a style of football here, like they were trying to do against Real Madrid, where they're trying to put so much pressure on them, push them, press them really high up the pitch, that takes a lot out of you. And you saw that in the second half, because not only did they have that mental setback with what happened with Cengiz Under, but I don't think they had the physical quality there to be able to put the pressure on Real Madrid after that.
Are you hinting at the fact, obviously we saw El Shaarawy go off, but that Edin Dzeko didn't feature? He was injured and he was probably missed in the end.
They just weren't able to have any balls up there which were able to stick to Patrick Schick in the end. I think that if you have Edin Dzeko in that situation, at least you have an outlet who can offer you something and buy you time going forward. Real Madrid have that when they have Karim Benzema there, and you can see how much he's able to even just control the game from that point of view. But in the second half, Roma, it's difficult to think of anything they really had in terms of a thought-out game plan.
I think their confidence was just shot from that goal by Gareth Bale. It was so soon after the interval where they'd gone in, and they were obviously feeling frustrated that they hadn't taken that opportunity from Cengiz Under. But we said, didn't we, Eusebio Di Francesco would have been thinking, look, keep playing that way, we're going to get something, and then bang, all that goes out the window, the mistake by Fazio.
It's quite interesting that, you know, Roma are through tonight, and that's you know, it's a good achievement in the Champions League, but there's something nagging Roma fans at the moment. They just feel like something's not quite right with the team.
That will be very much a footnote, I think, in the Italian papers tomorrow. But the problems of Roma start from the fact that they were successful last season. When you have that sort of success, which they'd not had in a very long time in the Champions League as well,
yeah,
we shouldn't forget that. And they're almost paying the price for that. Eusebio Di Francesco is paying the price for the amazing run that they had to the Champions League semi-finals last season. And he lost key players in the summer as well. It's not easy to necessarily reintegrate that, particularly against the reigning champions, when you don't necessarily have your entirety in terms of your entire first choice 11 out. You're missing your best striker in the competition so far this season. Okay, Edin Dzeko has been hit and miss, but it's still a difficult situation, but there's just not a lot of understanding for that in Rome right now.
What do you think the mood is in the Real Madrid dressing room at the moment, Mike?
Well, Lucas Vasquez has already been quoted as saying, and I think he sums this up quite well, the games are becoming more and more difficult. Today, it was even, and either side could have taken the lead, but we scored and were able to take confidence from that. That's the key, because Real Madrid looked so much more confident once Bale had scored that goal. They finally seemed to find themselves again. And the important thing was to get back to feeling good after and he says this, quote, woeful performance at the weekend. Of course, that 3-0 defeat at Eibar.
This, for me, was classic Real Madrid that we've seen in the Champions League in the past three seasons. Do they need to be at their best to win? No. Can they play without having good spells in the game? Yes, they can. And I think that that's a very encouraging thing for Real Madrid. Even if their performance against Roma in the reverse fixture earlier this season was probably a lot better than the one tonight, the fact that they're able to get the result and get over the line as group winners into the next phase, avoiding the more difficult opponents, I think, in the knockout phases to begin with anyway. I mean, there is no difficult opponent when you are Real Madrid. You are always going to be the favourite. But an encouraging night for Santiago Solari, at least result-wise, after that calamity at Eibar at the weekend.
Elsewhere in the same group, in the early kickoff, it finished CSKA Moskva 1, Pilsenia 2. CSKA were actually ahead through Nikola Vlasic penalty, but two goals in the second half, despite the fact Pilsenia also missed a spot kick of their own, means that they keep their Europa League hopes alive. So that group at the moment, Real Madrid have won it with 12 points, Roma on 9 and through, Pilsenia and CSKA both on 4, but Pilsenia ahead of them on head-to-head record. Pilsenia host Roma next, CSKA go to Real Madrid. Do you suspect that Victoria Pilsenia would go through into the Europa League on Wednesday the 12th of December. To Group F next, where once again both teams could progress with one match to spare. Stephen Wyeth describes the action.
Memphis Depay, edge of the penalty area, awaiting support. Lovely
drifting pass across the penalty area. Corne shoots brilliantly to give Lyon the lead. A stunning strike from the left foot of Maxwell Corne. He gave Lyon the lead in Manchester in September. He has repeated the trick in Lyon in November. Raheem Sterling with the Manchester City free kick. And a chance for an equaliser, which has been taken by Aymeric Laporte. Wonderful delivery from Sterling, and Laporte unmarked at the back post with a firm header back across the face of goal. Oh, here come Lyon again. Corne is in again, and Corne has scored again. And Lyon lead Manchester City once more. 10 minutes remaining, and it could be another famous night for Bruno Genesio's team out of almost nothing. Mahrez with the corner, headed into the back of the net, and City are level in next to no time. Sergio Aguero takes the acclaim, just found that little bit of space from the corner and flicked it beyond the reach of Anthony Lopez. Lyon not in front for long. It's Lyon 2, Manchester City 2.
And that's how it stayed. Manchester City are through to the next round of the Champions League. Job done for Pep Guardiola.
The level was quite similar, all the group. That's why starting how we start with 1-0, with losing at home against Lyon, we make an excellent four games. Always you think, how are we going to react in that situation? And we react with a huge personality. So, and we did it. So, of course, the second goal is a little bit in situation, in a corner, free, you know, and Aguero in front of the three guys, the 2 meters, so I scored a goal. So football sometimes unpredictable on that, but we were strong in that situation.
Yeah, City haven't won the section quite yet, and Lyon haven't qualified because of what happened in Germany, but more on that in a moment. Stephen Wyatt was our commentator for this one. Stephen, this looked like one of the most entertaining games, and perhaps it wasn't surprising given what happened on match day one between these two.
Yeah, Lyon have certainly delivered from an entertainment point of view in the Champions League this season, Rob, but fourth successive scoring draw. There have been late goals, there's been drama. You've never known quite which way it's going to go when Lyon are involved. They did enough tonight, Rob, to get the better of Manchester City for the second time in the group stage. They will be the more frustrated because they know they've got to go to Ukraine now and avoid defeat if they are to join Manchester City in the knockout stage and reach the round of the 16 for the first time in 7 years. But they can certainly be very proud of the way that they've played in both games against Manchester City. City have only failed to win 4 games this season, and 2 of those have been against Lyon. So that shows you how deep they have had to go to get those sorts of results. And Maxwell Corne, who scored both of their goals tonight and one of them in Manchester, has said he's very happy from a personal standpoint, but he would have swapped his brace this evening for qualification to the knockout stage.
Something I'd like to know, Steve, what was the balance of play like this evening? Because we've seen so regularly in the Premier League Manchester City just running the opposition off the pitch, but Lyon seemed to have managed to find some sort of antidote to this domination that Manchester City just come about with every single week in England.
Archie, if you looked at the scoreline and had a guess at what the balance of play was like, you would probably be correct. Manchester City utterly dominant in possession, looking threatening right up until the edge of their opponent's penalty area. But Lyon defended with determination, very resolute at the back, didn't give up too many opportunities other than the 2 goals they conceded. But they did something that Premier League teams can't seem to do against Manchester City. They broke with determination and with numbers as well, and created clear-cut opportunities. Many more than the scoreline would suggest. And that has been the difference from what we've seen from the way that Lyon have taken on Manchester City to the way that they generally have to face up to opponents in the Premier League week in, week out.
Stephen, thank you. Look at this now as well, because Shakhtar got that added time winner at Hoffenheim. They now host Lyon match day 6, 2 points behind them. Lyon were basically through for a moment there. And that's going to be a brilliant final game in Ukraine, Archie, in that section.
What a game that will be as well. But particularly for Lyon to go into that unbeaten, I think that they'll have a little bit of a touch of invincibility about them now going into that. And particularly to play this well against Manchester City, who in England are seen as the best team around by some distance. as well. I think that will give them some confidence because they hadn't been producing the best performances in Ligue 1 recently. But now to have that sort of final going to Shakhtar as well, I think it's going to be a tantalising occasion. And let's see if Maxwell Cornet can pop up once again, because it seems this season that he only likes doing it against Manchester City.
Yeah, three goals for him this season. The first player to score three goals against City in the Champions League since Messi. A couple of years ago. City host Hoffenheim looking to win the group on match day 6, Wednesday the 12th of December. They're three clear of Lyon, who could still technically catch them because they have a superior head-to-head record. Let's go to Group H. Archie and Mike alongside me now. Let's actually start with Manchester United and we'll hear from their manager first of all, Jose Mourinho.
The performance, I think, had lots of good things but also lots of disappointed things. We lost too many chances, crucial chances in crucial moments of the game. This is the kind of game, if you score in the first minutes, normally you go for a different kind of performance. But it's still very difficult for us to score. And you could pay with not just a draw, but even with a defeat. Because I think, from my position, I think David saved only one save in the whole game, but it looks a phenomenal save. A save that the best goalkeeper in the world does and gives his team the possibility to win the match.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary save. If you can catch it, David De Gea made the save at 0-0 to keep United in the game. They won it in added time, 1-0. Juve won 1-0 in the other game in the group. We'll start with United, Archie. Marouane Fellaini, added time winner. That'll do. They'll take anyway into the round of 16.
Jose Mourinho will take that, along with as many sports bottles as he can. But
smashing a whole set of them in the process.
12 of them. I've never seen anything like that. It was like the Incredible Hulk, the way that he just hurled it up. But I would say the thing about Manchester United this evening is the performance was still lacking, and I think that will be the most prominent concern for many people there. But it did improve after he brought on Paul Pogba and Romelu Lukaku. At least Jose Mourinho is able to change the game in his favour. I think that's a positive to take out of it. But for young boys, I think so disappointing that you could see the looks on their faces of the fans who travelled. It would have been a famous result for them, even if they weren't going to progress to the knockout stages all the same. But for Manchester United, is this going to be the result which is a turning point in their season? I'm not so sure, but at least getting through to the knockout stages, that's another box ticked for Jose Mourinho.
And Mike, we've seen this so many times from United in recent weeks, in recent games in the Premier League, how they leave it late or they turn a game that seems out of their reach.
Yeah, and I think just what Archie was saying there, does it really kind of improve things, that the feeling around Manchester at the moment? Yes, they're into the last 16 of the UEFA Champions League, and that will be all that Jose Mourinho will be thinking about. But I still think those United fans who are still with the jury out somewhat will want to see a bit more flair, a bit more of what they've seen in the past. And well, no one's been able to really do that since the Ferguson days.
I just saw a quote as well from Luke Shaw saying, we have to bring the fear factor back to Old Trafford as teams come
here.
Yeah,
they've lost that since Sir Alex left the position.
Certainly have.
It's easy to forget that goal from Marouane Fellaini was their first at home in this group stage. And it takes until the 90th minute of your final group game. That's not an encouraging sign at all.
Well, United are through, along with Juventus, who haven't quite won the group yet. But they got the job done against Valencia. Mario Mandzukic with the goal made by Ronaldo. And Juve are the best team in the group. They deserve to go through.
Can only agree with that. I think that with Cristiano Ronaldo as well, he's really found his feet now at Juventus. Three goals in his first 8 games, I think, by the superhuman standards that he set himself in the past few seasons. I think a few people were thinking, is this the moment that he's dropped off? But this sort of contribution, that sort of telling contribution, I think, just shows you that he's still very much around, and that Juventus have done well to be able to craft the team so well around him. I think it took a little bit of time for him to adjust there. One thing I would say, though, is like in the other group game that you had here, a goalkeeper making a telling difference as well. Wojciech Szczęsny coming up with a key penalty save in the first match day against Valencia, and with a key save from Mukhtar Diakabi just before half-time in this game. It's fair to say that both Wojciech Szczęsny and David De Gea have played a key role in winning their games for their sides tonight.
That's a great point, Archie. Juve win the group with 12 points, United second with 10, Valencia at 5. They go into the Europa League. Young boys out of European competition for the year. Valencia host Manchester United next. Young boys welcome Juve to Switzerland. Let's go to Group E now. Ajax were looking to confirm their knockout stage place in Athens against AEK. Commentary from John Bradley.
Here's Dusan Tadic, left-footed ball, cross, oh! It was Van der Beek who stuck out a right-footed shot and it comes back off the woodwork. It was just an instinctive effort from 10 metres out from the cross from Tadic. Poked it, thought he poked it home, denied by the woodwork. It was Blind who tried to get there. It may have hit an arm on the way through, it did. It's a penalty for Ajax. Michael Oliver had a really good view of that and as soon as he saw it, he says that is a penalty.
And it looks like it's a red card as well, it's a second yellow.
Marco Levaya booked for a rash challenge a few minutes ago and now sent off. The scorer last time out against Benfica is the scorer this time out against AEK Athens, and Ajax are on their way to the last 16 of the UEFA Champions League for the first time since 2006. Dusan Tadic keeping his nerve from the spot. It's AEK Athens 0, Ajax 1. David Neres working his way forward, still has it, and it's Klaus-Jan Huntelaar, and Dusan Tadic makes it 2-0, and that does wrap it up. It's 2 for the Serbian now. They bided their time, they waited for their moment, and Ajax will be playing UEFA Champions League football in the new year. Tadic has both goals, AEK Athens 0, Ajax 2.
John Bradley with the commentary there. This looks like a really exciting Ajax side right now, especially their captain Matthias de Ligt.
No, it was not easy game, but I think we make it a little bit easy for ourselves. We know they're strong defensively and that we need to push them, to make them tired, to play our game, to be patient with the ball. And I think we did. After second half, they were a little bit tired and we know that we will get our chances. And we did exactly that. And we are very happy that we win.
Yeah, they got it done and they look very promising indeed. And they can still catch Bayern. They're only 2 points behind them after that win in Athens. Bayern got the victory tonight, Archie, 5-1 against Benfica. Things have been tough for them in the Bundesliga, that's clear, but they'll be relieved that this is sort of done and dusted for them in the Champions League.
And particularly that players who had been underperforming of late came up with such responses. Arjen Robben, for example, being picked out by a few of the German tabloids as being off form of late. Franck Ribéry as well, adding that fifth goal, a real club icon as well. That Robben was able to cut inside twice and still make that impact that he can, scoring into either corner. Big night for them, but also for Niko Kovac, under so much pressure recently. For him not just to win, but to win by 5-1, that certainly buys him a little bit more time.
Ajax host Bayern next. A win would see them win the group. That wouldn't be bad at all. Mike, who was your man of the match, by the way, from Roma, Real Madrid?
Well, I mean, it's a game of two halves in many respects, but I it's difficult to say. I thought Llorente did really well. Given that Casemiro was out and he was being given quite a big responsibility, I thought he played well tonight, and Santiago Solari certainly thought he did.
Archie, who is your man of the night?
It's the man I've just mentioned, Arjen Robben, to have a trick that you can do still after 15, 18 years in the game and people still can't work you out and you still scored twice. For me, it has to be Arjen Robben.
That's all we have time for tonight on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live, on a night where seven more teams booked their place in the knockout stages. Ajax, Bayern, Manchester City, Roma, Real Madrid, Juventus and Manchester United. Join us again from 1800 Central European Time on Wednesday night via UEFA.com and the official UEFA Champions League app. We have full commentary of Paris Saint-Germain against Liverpool, an absolute cracker, and Atletico Monaco, plus all the action from Spurs versus Inter. But for now, from me, Rob Daly, and the whole Match Day Live team, it's goodbye.
And Dusan Tadic makes it 2-0, and that does wrap it up. It's 2 for the Serbian now. Tadic has both goals, AEK Athens 0, Ajax 2.
Bale clips it in, Benzema rises, heads it, and it's put away by Lucas Vazquez to make it Roma 0, Real Madrid 2.
Headed into the back of the net, and City are level in next to no time. Sergio Aguero takes the acclaim, Lyon not in front for long. It's Lyon 2, Manchester City 2.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.